Ray's here, and who else is with us?
Kendall Leem.
Yes, sir.
CEO, Community Health Association of Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
How you been?
I've actually had the flu.
Well, but tell us flu, about this. Not tell the corona
oh,
flu.
No. I had the documented flu. Stick the swab up your nose to reach your brain and all the rest, and it knocked me flat.
How long were you sick for?
Two really bad days.
Now, let me ask you a question. A week. Did you get a flu shot?
I did.
So then what good is the flu shot if you 50%
of it's seriously. It's covering 50%. So I was in the other 50.
What a waste of time. Seriously. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It was the one time I've missed work here because of illness, not the stents and stuff.
I had the flu shot
and the next day I got sick doing
sports talk.
That's right, you did. Sick as a dog. Couldn't have been any sicker.
Okay, so if they get a vaccine, they say they are. I don't know that I believe it. They're getting for the coronavirus. Oh yeah, corona flu, excuse me.
We want to go along with
Joe's,
our president.
Joe's going nuts.
I'm not letting up on this.
Joe. This twisted him. But the whole point is if they had one of those, would you be an anti-vaxxer and not get the vaccination?
No, of course I would. I would get it.
All right. It's 850.
All right. So let's talk about the coronavirus because it is nothing to laugh about.
No.
We don't have a case in our state yet, correct?
Correct.
All right.
We've had tests.
But they've been in neighboring states.
New York has a couple. Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Can we put it in perspective?
Yes,
a couple
please.
Of how many people? How many people have died from the corona
in our country?
In the U.S.
Six.
Handful.
11, isn't it?
How many people have died in the same time frame from the flu?
Oh, probably dozens.
18,000.
Wow. Really?
18,000 people have died from the flu.
Wow.
But I understand what you're saying.
So I think it's, you know, what it's, here's my message for today.
Okay, please.
There's a takeaway. It's really simple. Be prepared.
There you go.
Don't panic.
Perfect. Amen.
I think that says it,
Joe. I can start it right there. I can say, thanks very much for having me here, guys.
Drop the mic and leave. But we in the news media are guilty. Much like we are before the first snowfall every year, when every TV station, including the one that I'm somewhat gamefully employed by, you got to show people at the grocery store, you got to show the sand, you got to show Home Depot. We're doing the same thing with the coronavirus.
Yes, we are.
We are panicking people.
Purell's gone off the shelves. Water has gone off the shelves.
We have some huge sanitizer thing on the wall that said don't use till Thursday.
What?
You didn't see that?
No, where?
Of course you wouldn't have.
So here's the good. Let's find through everything, you got to be able to find some good.
All right.
Here's the good. Awareness. Yeah. People are now talking about good habits.
Right. People are washing their hands.
We should have been doing this all along.
All the time, yes.
Sneezing into your elbow.
Right.
Using a Kleenex and throwing it away.
Right.
Wiping down your telephone, your cell phone, your keyboard.
Oh, just filthy.
So these are real basics that we will, I believe, now take with us for a long time, teaching our kids about these things so that they grow up with healthy habits. This is like, Department of Health, not that they were waiting for something like this, but it's a great platform to be able to talk from. And that's where you go get your information. You know, we run the community health centers around the state.
Yes, you do.
And they, you know, the access there is really great access, but go there for the same reasons you've always gone there, to get your preventive care. If you're sick, you go there for that. If you want information about what's going on with, you know, whatever name we're going to name this thing going forward, is go to the health department website. The health department gets information from the CDC. They get their information from national experts, and they have great resources on their website. So it's ConnecticutHealthDepartment.com.
Ken, have you had people come in getting tested?
They're not getting tested in the offices. No, you'd be looking at the same symptoms that flu presents itself
exactly,
as,
sure.
you know, so, you know, it's hard to say, let's test you for everything in the world. I don't want people lining up outside these doors going, you know, here's the testing line because I think I might have something going on.
Right.
It's the same thing that you had yesterday. I mean, if you are sick,
you're sick.
Go see your community health center and get, you know, prescribed what you need to get prescribed. But if your basics, if you've got a cold, it's still you got a cold.
Right.
Cough into your sleeve. Basics. And so I just walk away going, be prepared. Don't panic.
Well, by preparation, you don't mean go to the nearest Stop and Shop and buy every roll of toilet paper you can find.
I don't know where that's coming from. I really don't.
Unbelievable.
Well, because that's just the way people are. People think they're going to be stuck in their house forever.
Part of that, we've raised awareness, but unfortunately at the same time, I think we raised some panic.
Right.
And that is not good for
for
management of this, these strains. So I really think that community health centers are there to help.
Right.
They've got, most of them have something up on their website that's a great place to look for information about what things are going on. Stay current. I was in New York City this past weekend, and, later on I find out there was somebody in Grand Central that they identified having. And so I was there with how many thousands of other people that day.
Right.
That, we walked through it, so everybody's just going to be aware.
Well, look at how many plane flights have been
canceled. Unbelievable.
What was the story United? United?
Yeah, they're
cut like half their fleet. And they're charging less money. The problem is, as we said, because they've cut half their fleet, that means there'll be twice as many people on all the other flights, which were overcrowded to begin with. So it's an unhappy.
It's an unhappy.
Right? And look, those are environments, trains, subways.
Submarines, planes.
Those are not exactly germ-free environments.
In the best of times.
And
never have been.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we didn't all of a sudden create a new environment out there. The same environment we've been living with, and we're just, we're accelerating. So I do think the good that will come out of it is that we will all learn better habits,
right.
Just basic public health stuff that has been missing for a long time.
Well, and one of the things, and you were talking about it out there in the lobby with Tapper, and I think Joey was out there. I think you got a word in edgewise while Joey was talking. was that if you're not sick, and unless you're catching a baseball game or playing goal in hockey, do not wear a face mask.
Do not wear a face mask. It is silly. It's not helping at all. And people, the real face masks that need to be fitted to your face by, if you're a health professional working in an environment or you have documented, but it is so we're making sure that at the health centers, the appropriate people are being fitted with the appropriate, gear to keep this under wraps. And don't go buying masks that are just, used for all anything.
Right, it's a simple gauze mask.
It's not going to help you.
No. Yeah. Hey, from what your people are telling you, this thing, you don't show symptoms till like up to 14 days.
You could, correct.
So it could be contagious pretty early. Is that
long cycle.
Similar to other flus?
No, flu is a little less than that. Flu is in the days, the shorter days, not weeks.
This one's
kind of
stealthy.
This one has a long, a long time that you can spread it. That's why
there's good news.
Easily spread.
Oh, God.
So, are you flying to Florida?
Yes.
You'll be doing the show from out there when you come back.
I'm just going to say.
So the message, which you can't make clear enough, is prepare. Don't panic.
Don't buy
face masks.
Don't buy.
Right. Unless you're.
And if you're sick, go to your physician like you did before.
And here's the other thing.
The community health centers are there to help people that are sick. Or better than that, preventive care is still the best remedy.
Well, and here's another thing. If you're sick, don't feel that you have to go to work.
Oh, that's another big one.
Please,
yeah, absolutely.
Do not feel that you have to go to work.
Yep.
The job will be there when you come
back. Stay home if you're sick.
Seriously, I mean.
It's on my little list, Hand sanitizers. Not, once in a while. You do it if you've been exposed to it. If you're grabbing a whole bunch of doorknobs, if you're, all the rest of stuff. And I think the biggest one that we all have that we don't even think about is our cell phone. That gets into an environment. Just wipe it down once or twice a day.
Right. And if you're flying, watch out for the tray tables.
And that's right. Tray tables are pretty.
You do that all the time. Well, not just with the coronavirus.
Right.
Well, and then apparently the seat pockets on the back of the seats, apparently those are just like germ factories.
And those have been germ factories for a lot of years already.
But now we know.
And now we know.
See?
Now we're going to raise our awareness to have less of that.
Hey, website, because you're doing 400,000 people.
We're seeing a lot of people out there.
How do we get in touch with you?
Best place is through our website, and it has all the different centers throughout the state, www.chcact.org.
Maybe one near you.
Ken Lilly.
There is one near you.
Thank you. Good to see you, my friend.
You too. Good to see you guys. And be prepared.